Hey, it's Conor O'Neill, and welcome to the Know Yourself Performance Podcast, where I want to help you to excel through improving your nutrition, training, and psychology. If you enjoy it, share it on social media or with a friend. Becoming judgmental through self-improvement. Whatever you are trying to improve becomes the filter through which you see the world. You're trying to improve your nutrition and you start to automatically see things as a hindrance or helper towards that outcome. Parties are no longer just an opportunity for fun. They are now also something to be worked around nutritionally. Meals become more than something to enjoy. They become investments in your health and fitness goals. Along with that, the habits of close family and friends, which last week were completely acceptable to you, can start to come under criticism from you on your newfound high horse. Everyone's social media habits become so much dangerous now that you're on a digital detox. Your partner's Friday night bottle of wine is a cause for concern all of a sudden now that you've cut out your drinking. Your mate's morning routine, he doesn't have one, means his life is a mess now that you're 3 days into your 5 a.m. wake up habit. Your newfound, albeit worthy goal of improving yourself gives you cover for insulting others, or at least thinking poorly of them in your head. And if from this podcast you start to judge those who you see judging others, you've made the same mistake yet again. Instead, let's look at why this impulse to put others down for habits you were partaking in just a few months ago isn't a good use of your mental bandwidth. One of the real reasons you're criticizing those around you is because deep down you probably regret all the times you've seen those behaviors in yourself and regret having not taken action sooner. And it's easier to place your frustration with those regrets onto those who are reminding you of that behavior rather than taking ownership and accepting your previous failings. More than that, you know that you still have those tendencies within you and you dislike that element of yourself. The initial motivation for starting to improve yourself was that you wanted to become the person who eats well or trains regularly or is present when they're with people or gets up early. You might even want people to know that you're that person. And that's all good until it becomes the sole reason behind your self-improvement efforts. You might even be criticizing others as a means of getting credit for the changes you're making. As in, what you're doing is bad and by opposing it, I'm letting you know I'm good. But you haven't proven anything yet. You haven't embodied the new behavior for any impressive length of time. You're trying to take a shortcut to getting that credit and recognition you want before you even deserve it. You can't delay the gratification, which may never even come, of people seeing the improvements in you for themselves. If that hits home, there's another question to ask. Is your goal of self-improvement to simply get the credit from others? If that's the case, you're leaving the fate of your own happiness in other people's hands. But what if you were never to get the credit? Would your efforts have still been worth it? Even if you do get the credit, then what? Or instead, are you wanting to improve yourself because you know that you're not all you can be? That you can't bear the feeling of knowing you're not living up to your potential? That you know that you can have a better life and help those around you more if you are better. Focus on being better, regardless of whether or not anyone notices. You'll notice. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Know Yourself Performance Podcast. If you got something from it, it would mean a lot if you shared it on social media or sent it on to a friend. If you want to find out more about how you can take your nutrition, training, and psychology to the next level, check out the link in the description or go to knowyourselfperformance.com.